I think I will. I have some other examples, but I will share a few. I will just skip some of these examples, and I will talk about a little bit in the for the coming 5-10 minutes about this another buildings. What we call a sustainable knowledge system, that's zero energy buildings. And these buildings, it is a building, it is outside St. Albans. It is for a renewable energy system. It is a company that manufactures wind turbines. And these are their offices. And you can see here, these are the offices. And what we installed a wind turbine to generate energy. And also we use solar energy inside the building as well, on the roofs to provide energy, and also for heating water house. So the water will go through those solar panels, and it will be heated, so people, they got hot water, rather than using boilers, gas, or electrical. And the system, the building is working very well. It is zero energy. It doesn't use any energy outside. In fact, the wind turbine produces more energy than needed for the building, and now they sell it to the grid as well. So they're making a little bit of money. It's not much, but at least, you know, it shows that, you know, this building, that the possibility of not zero energy building, but neutral emissions building, it's a possibility. It can be done. It can be done if everybody, all those people involved in designing of buildings, they have the energy to be able, you know, to push forward these ideas of passive design and renewable energy in buildings. I just finished with conclusions. This boss occupancy evaluation I talk about is very important for building. If we really want to make sure that buildings are sustainable, that they are use less energy, and also does provide for us a learning experience. So if we come here and we ask people if they are comfortable or not within their environment, that will give us an idea about to learn from this, the experience of the user in this building. And we can use this information and use it for new buildings as well. So it gives us experience. Even if the building was failing, we can learn from failure as much as we can learn from successful design aspects. And also, the most important thing, we say that it is imperative to unlock those potential of adopting this integrative design approach, design total design, which you call it design construction and facility management. Everybody has to be involved. And we believe, you know, by doing so, by integrating everybody involved in the design processes of a building, that, you know, it will improve the businesses, it will satisfy the clients and user needs, and also will have less impact on the environment. And that will be my presentation. But before we move to the discussion, I one of the thoughts that, you know, I think, you know, what created the way we've been designing buildings and so forth, and the way we are living our life wasn't sustainable. We have to agree of that, you know. And also what we are advocating, that it is a paradigm shift. We need to change the way we think. We need to change the way we live our life, daily life. We have to think to be sustainable every day in our life. How do we save energy? How do we save resources, like scarce resources, for example, such as water? And this, you know, some of the quotes that I really like about this idea of paradigm shift. This is a quote by Albert Einstein. He said, a human being is part of a whole, called by us the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thought, his feelings, as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its all beauty. In some way that we have to think about ourselves as we are a citizen of this planet. We all equal citizen of this planet. And that we say, you know, this motto, the earth is but one country and mankind is citizen. And one of the issues here established in Rio, Rio Summit in 1992, is Local Agenda 21. a local agenda to turn is about, you know, how people, how local people, they can save energy within their locality. And the motto of local agenda 21, you have to think globally and you have to act locally as well. So I finish my lecture here, and then we can move to discussion about sustainability, about any issues, you know, that I talked about, or even what we can do, you know, what can simple things that we can do to save energy in our daily life. I think that's very important as well to talk about and to be aware about. Thank you.